Border Patrol agents violently attacked during Los Angeles area deportation operations. By Randy Clark on June 22, 2025. Border Patrol agents in the greater Los Angeles area came under attack by residents unhappy with the ongoing deportation operations in two separate incidents. In one attack, a motorist rammed a Border Patrol vehicle, and vehicles were vandalized. On Friday, significant damage to units occurred after rocks were thrown, and tires were slashed. The violent attacks occurred on Friday and began at approximately 3 p.m. in Bell, California on Atlantic Avenue. According to the Bell Police Department, a Jeep collided with an unmarked Border Patrol vehicle and became lodged underneath. Initial reports indicated a child may have been involved in the accident and emergency services might be required. As police officers arrived, Border Patrol agents came under attack after a crowd of citizens breached traffic safety barricades. In a statement issued by the Bell Police Department, the crowd attacked the agents and vandalized police vehicles. Bell police officers summoned additional assistance from Bell Gardens, Vernon, Huntington Park, Southgate, and the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. This type of lawlessness is all too common in Los Angeles and will be met with legal consequences. If you assault or impede agents, you are going to be arrested, period. USBP Chief Patrol Agent Gregory K. Bovina, at USBP Chief Ilk, June 21, 2025. A Department of Homeland Security post on X described a second incident that occurred on Friday on Slauson Avenue in Maywood, California, involving another collision that resulted in the total loss of a Border Patrol vehicle. In that incident, the driver of a civilian vehicle is suspected of purposely ramming the Border Patrol vehicle. Also, during the incident in Maywood, a mob formed and caused damage to agency vehicles by slashing tires. According to DHS, the driver, suspected of using their vehicle to ram into the Border Patrol vehicle, was arrested for suspicion of vehicular assault. The case has been referred to the United States Attorney's Office for criminal prosecution. Border Patrol Chief Patrol Agent Gregory K. Bovino commented on the attacks, saying, "This type of lawlessness is all too common in Los Angeles and will be met with legal consequences. If you assault or impede agents, you're going to be arrested, period." As reported by Breitbart News, Department of Homeland Security data shows assaults on agency officers are increasing across the country as the Trump administration attempts to deliver on the promise to conduct mass deportations. Agency data exclusively obtained by Breitbart News shows ICE agents alone are facing a 500% increase in assaults. DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin commented on the increase in a DHS press release, saying, "The Department of Homeland Security released new data revealing ICE law enforcement is now facing a 500% increase in assaults against them while carrying out enforcement operations. Just this week, an ICE officer was dragged 50 yards by a car while arresting an illegal alien sex offender." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.